This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, so question of the day is in. How far can this team take it? I think we all agree they could get to the ALCS. It's not impossible. And again, even if you scratch Grayson Rodriguez from the O's, they are getting, what, Urias, Mountcastle, Kierstead, and the other numbnut, Westberg, who was an all-star caliber guy. I mean, that's four bats you haven't had to face. I wonder about, have we slept on them a little bit? Oh. But you might not have to face the Orioles.
Right.
So I want to know how far they can take it. Now, you had a Scooble thing, and then I'll get to the people.
So my Scooble question is this, Mike. I know baseball has somewhat changed, but do you think they could possibly manipulate his starts to try to get him as many and pitch him on shorter rest to get him as many starts as possible?
Can't speak to it. I can't speak to it.
I mean, I don't think they're going to go the whole Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling, where they just pitched every other game and just told all the other starters, go to the bullpen.
Can't speak to it because they're also trying to manage his innings. He only pitched 85 innings last year. He's approaching 200 this year. I don't know what their view on that is. Yeah. They are also the team that wanted to give him more rest to kind of wind him down because, again, not even they believed this was possible, nor should they. The only people who believed this were crackheads who lived under overpasses.
Right.
So my point is, I'm not in a position to answer that for you. I think you answered it yourself by saying, I'm not saying, you know, Randy Johnson, different era, Hall of Famer, older player.
Him and Schilling basically pitched every other game in the World
Series. This is a younger guy who's had two catastrophic injuries, who has had the season of his life, and you want to be careful. I don't know the answer. I don't. I lean no. Right. But
because I'm thinking like in a five-game series, if you can get him for one.
Rico's idea, three, you're going to start him 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5
no.
if necessary.
No, but you know, with the day off, he's pitching on shorter rest. Maybe you can get him for 1, 3, and 5, somewhere in 5 if you need him.
No shot. I would say no shot. But again, the team is going to dictate this. I will tell you, I'll be disappointed if they got to use him Sunday.
Yeah, that means a lot went wrong. In the next couple days.
I know. Look.
Yeah.
We'll take it a day at a time. They're in. Now it's just about
where.
Yeah. It's you versus the Royals. You're not catching the Orioles. 248-539-9797. Kenny, do I dare go to ticket text? Or is it just all World Series?
It's not all World Series. It's basically just a little bit of any answer you can imagine. I think the Tigers can beat anyone's, but the Guardians, how far the Tigers go depends on Olsen returning to his prior level of confidence. The sky's the limit if he does. That's from Jim.
Yeah, but if Olsen can just go through the order one time, that's all I need. If Olsen can give me three innings as an opener, I don't need him to go through a second time through the order. Or maybe it's four innings. I don't see a scenario where Reese Olsen needs to give me six or seven based on the bullpen. Casey Mize, it's the same thing. Can you give me a couple?
Plus, once you pull them, they've known what buttons to push after they've replaced pitchers. That's what's been part of the voodoo of this year is the pitching just been lights out, especially in
relief. That's a full credit to Hinch and Fetter, because what they were handed by this organization was a collection of bullpen arms with ERAs in the fives, in the minors.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
I think the voodoo runs out. The push was taxing, and I don't know if they have enough in the tank for a playoff run.
Is it wrong I'm more comfortable playing Houston than Baltimore?
No, because you brought up valid points. Because recency bias says, yeah, we just beat the Orioles, but that wasn't the Orioles.
You beat Orioles light.
Right.
And that's fine. Not taking anything away from you. I'm saying in a chips, all hands on deck playoff series, having half your lineup healthy again, that does
major
matter.
Difference.
Guys, if this is a team of destiny, it doesn't matter who you play come in the playoffs. We should be able to beat anyone.
How do we define if something's if they're a team of destiny?
I think this is the definition. They've done something mathematically impossible. Hasn't been done since when? How long?
1973. You know when it happened before then?
When?
Never.
Exactly. So I think you can start to use words like team of destiny.
All right. Well, then if it's destiny, they're in the World Series. I don't know. I'm not saying they can't beat anyone, but
Detroit, L.A., World Series.
Well, if you're asking the question of how far can they take it, fine. How far will they? No, I do think there are some things here that are unsustainable. Meaning, you're going to play better teams in a playoff series. It's not the regular season. I do wonder.
Yeah.
But I don't have a lot of... There's no fear. I don't fear anyone in the AL if my pitching's this good. And the AL's not very good. Look at it.
No.
Look at the bottom of this AL. Come on. This is one of the worst wild card races in history as far as quality. It's terrible.
You're right. Based off of the information that you gave, I still say the Yankees will be the team that ends up ending this magical run, but the Orioles could as well, depending on, but you may not have to play them.
Right. It was just an idea of when you look at the battlefield, who do you consider an opponent that your immediate answer isn't, yes, we can beat them.
Yeah.
Yes, we will
Guardians,
beat them.
Yeah, you can beat the Guardians. Yeah.
And Kwan has been playing hurt for a while and then battling the IL. Lane Thomas went through a wicked slump. Their pitching is something. I gave you my two. But can they beat? They can beat anyone if they're going to have the voodoo, as Kenny said. So let's get to the people. We'll see what they got to say. Yes, we're going to get to college football today, I promise you. But the Tigers are a big story, and we got to talk about it. We'll go to Ken to bat leadoff, 97.1. What's up, Ken?
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, guys. You're talking about whether Tigers can beat the Yankees in the playoffs or not. Just want to remind you, back in the 06 to 2012 era, the Tigers played the Yankees at least twice in the playoffs and beat them both times. So it can happen.
But how is that relevant to now in 2000? Let me check my watch. 2024.
I don't know. It's just history, though. It happened before. It could happen again. And yeah, you can talk to logic. Also talking to Scubo and how many games pitch him in the playoffs. I just again, history. 68 World Series. Mickey Lolich pitched three complete games and won them all. But that was a different era.
Totally different
anyway,
era.
Just throwing that out for you guys.
Yeah.
I just throwing it out.
Appreciate the phone.
All right. Now I'm throwing you out.
Deep breath.
We're citing 1968 where guys threw 300 innings. Okay. You know what? That didn't happen. We're going to Jacob.
You know what? That's on me. I brought that up.
Jacob, how you doing, buddy?
You know, in 1945, we beat the World Series, too.
Jacob, I'm trying to stay calm, but my goodness. All right, what is on your mind?
Every round, no matter what at this point, I'm going to be happy, but my celebrations are going to go up. If they make the ALCS, I don't know what I'm going to do, but if they make the pennant and even win a game or two, I'm running down Woodward naked in green jello.
What a visual. But Jake, it's not crazy to say that A, the hottest team in baseball, can make a run. And it's also not crazy when you have this level of pitching, right? Like, it's rooted in reality, not fanaticism.
Well, you know, the other team playing in the 1 and 2 seed are going to sit for a couple of days. I like the fact that we're going to just keep playing. And I think that that's key, that there's no rain outs or cold outs or whatever. They keep playing. If they can get on a streak and just keep playing and playing every day,
I think you're right.
And not have time for it to think about it.
I think you're right.
They're going to be good.
They're younger players. The vibes are high. The energy's high. Yes. And let's face it, a number of these guys, they weren't up here all year. You don't You don't have the wear and tear of a 33-year-old guy who's played 148 games.
Jacob,
I'm with you. You're right. You just keep the train rolling versus putting them on ice.
Absolutely, guys. Young and dumb, and you don't know any better. You don't know when things hurt.
But Jake, let me tell you, factually, 1943, the Tigers beat the Yankees. So it's all relevant.
Oh, man. During the war? Wow.
Jake. That's tremendous, Jake. Thank you.
Was that the R there? Can we get it swept out to, like, be at the game and, like, you know, like, we're
100% relative? Yeah, we actually have Harry Truman throwing out the first pitch on Tuesday. It's going to be exciting. I'll let it go, but that's Rico's fault. I am blaming you for that. 1968, Mickey Lolich threw 700 innings. It's not 1968.
It's going to be a new deal for America.
They're not going to do anything.
Chicken in every pot.
They're not going to destroy Tarek Skubal. It's not going to happen.
No, I just meant, would you manipulate it so that you can get an extra start?
You're
if
asking
you need
me
it.
What I would do.
Right.
So this is not receipts.
68.
This isn't predictive measure.
This was just two guys trying to get back. I'm trying to just cleanse my mind from all that Diddy stuff.
My answer is no. I'm not doing anything different. So. I am pitching him on his regular rest because this is a kid who went from 85 innings to now almost, I think he's at, Kenny, can you check for me? What is it, 192 he's at? 193? You got to be careful. The last thing you want is you push the rev limiter, and Skubal's a competitor. He will want the ball, and then he blows out in the playoffs, and we don't see him next year. You got to be very careful when you increase the innings. He's more than doubled what he pitched last year. They're already in the danger zone. So,
yeah, he's at 192 right now.
192. So, and again, Rico, the other thing I'm not going to do, I'm not having him throw 110 pitches. 100, it's not happening. And I have to be careful. Eye on the prize, no doubt. Right. But we've got to thread a needle here.
You're threading a needle. I would say I'm thinking more situational. You're in that next series and you're down two games to one and you're playing game four, you could get eliminated.
What's my rest? Is it regular rest? If you're asking me to rush him, you're asking me.
He'd come back a day before.
Nope.
Okay.
Not doing it.
All right.
But that's me.
No. That's
not the Tigers.
It's why it's called Sports Talk, Mike. We talk sports.
1938, Satchel Paige for 700 innings.